everybody. Welcome to the Awakener Podcast. It's great to be with you today. Today, we're going to dive into kind of mythology of war, part two. I'm going to kind of explain to you, so you can think about it some more, about really what the government is doing in their policies in regards to kind of enacting this world government plan that they have. Now, what people need to really understand, the government that works for Canada and the United States of America, the establishment in the Western world, the European Union, they're not actually after control over their own nations. They already have that. They're after something else. They want to create one world government, one world currency. Now, imagine you're sitting in your home and you're prosperous, you have a beautiful family, you have all these wonderful rights, and they're going to come to you and say, hey, listen, we want you to give up your national sovereignty, and we want you to have one world government. Most people are going to be like, take a hike. So realistically, what you need to think about is you need to think about the mythology of what they're doing to lead you to obviously the enactment of world government. Now, if you're familiar with the United States of America and how it works and their war mythology, Western world values are passed on really quickly for one reason and one reason only. Some communist country messes up or does something, and then a bunch of military assets go into that country, destabilize it, bomb it, and then boom, it collapses. And hopefully it turns out to be on the good side afterwards. Now, if you understand the communists and what the communists want to do, the communists don't have a bunch of aircraft carriers. They're not just going to come, you know, China's not going to send three aircraft carriers outside of Canada and just take over. That's not the way they work. The mythology of war. I mean, how do I say that, Mike? Methodology. There you go. The methodology of war, when it comes to this, is that their enactment of their agenda takes place over a very, very slow period of time to get you to a point where you want to accept world government in this communist revolution. So think about it from a perspective. 30 or 40 years ago, people were better off, in my point of view. People had better paying jobs as a percent of obviously what they're making right now compared to the, then as opposed to now. And obviously, slowly over time, your buying power becomes worse and everything, society kind of degrades. And then they kind of set up the revolution method when everything is very, very hard for the average person to get by. Okay. So this revolution, and I want to explain to you, is that the left-wing agenda that they're selling brings with it a Soviet military agenda. So COVID was a good example of this. And obviously the explanation of COVID was when it happened, they obviously signaled for it to happen. It happened. And then their politicians enacted an agenda or what they wanted to do. Now, what they want to do is they want to bring chaos in this war to the Western world. So what they're begging us to do is to come to Ukraine, and then something brutal is going to happen to the Western world, and then they can enact their revolution. Now, obviously, if you go back to the Soviets, Russia, and China, they're working with Iran and North Korea to put that method in right now to bring the chaos. These are these EMP weapons that are designed to kill the electrical grid. When the electrical grid goes out, society collapses very, very quickly. People go from being very prosperous and everything is wonderful and hunky-dory to in 4 days or 5 days, wondering if this power is going to come back on. You know, in 2 weeks, they start to be starving. They don't have any food, any water. In 4 weeks, they're eating their pets. In 6 weeks, it's just chaos. So if you really understand the embedded people that they've brought here for a lot of times are not here to, I don't know how to say this. They're not here for good purposes. They're here because some of them are to prepare for this revolution, and specifically with guns and firearms and a bunch of food. These people would obviously come out of the woodwork 6 weeks into this chaos, seize control when there's no power, no electricity, no working cars, and mass chaos, no military that can stop them, and seize control. And there you have it. We would never go back to the way things were. And obviously, those of you who are watching the show, you better accept it, because good things are not coming to you if you don't accept it or go along with what they want to do. So this is really why things are happening the way they are. What is happening is Iran and North Korea already have the method to basically enact these EMP attacks on us. Russia and China are ready to go. Everyone's ready to go for this revolution. They're begging the U.S. to come to this war with ultimate frustration. And the U.S. is going, haha, we're not going to come along. They're going to force, in my point of view, the USA's hand. Why are people all along the Western world, in Europe, in Canada, why are all our politicians hunkering down on power right now? Why are elections happening? I'm looking at these elections in France, and I'm looking at the elections in Britain. Why is it that people are constantly posting about how bad the left is there, and yet the left still wins elections? How is this even possible? How is it in Canada that they're telling people that the polls are even close to being a 50-50 shot or that the liberals are in a small majority. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. If they know there's going to be a war and they're going to go for it, they're going to hunker down on power and they're preparing to enact their agenda. So these are things to kind of look out for. And don't kid yourself, the USA knows all this. So this is really this is a kind of like this tug of war. You can kind of see both sides just going at it. And this is why the events don't make sense today. Anyways, thanks for tuning in. Go to theawakener.ca for more.